it would be so nice. But the great misfortune of New Orleans is that we have practically given up French, trying to restore it, but it's nothing like the natural French that I learned at home, that all the friends I, all the people I went out with. You see, the sad thing about it is that for many years, the Creoles live within a close area in the city, and their association socially and business and so on was close. Then as the city spread out and they began to move to other parts of town, they lost the contact. Mm-hmm. The church I used to go to downtown was, you saw the cross-section of Creole society mm-hmm. there on Sundays, but it's all gone.
Mm-hmm. What church did you go to?
I went to St. Augustine on Governor Nichols and St. Claude. Mm-hmm. But one day I wanted to go to Mass on a Saturday in order to have Sunday free, and I went there, and I was the only white face in the place.
Oh.
It's gone entirely to black. And it was a beautiful church and was designed by one of the great architects of New Orleans, J.N.B. Dupuy designed it, but it's a lost ball.
What things do you think influenced the development of the language here, other than you mentioned French and German?
Well, the Spanish left very little impact on us, because you find very few, for instance, Spanish tombs in St. Louis Cemetery. But the French impact was complete, and I would say that there was an influence from the blacks who were learning languages, because they have a dialect all their own. Now, when my grandmother was running her house, she could speak this black patois, and she could also talk to the Cajuns, but she was educated in French. Mm-hmm. And in the family, we always spoke French. My father and mother, all their conversation was French. At my father's family, as I told you, those old ladies spoke a French that was just beautiful. It was French Academy. And that's where we learned our French, from people who spoke the real French. Now you have some few people here. There's the family of Monsignor that still uses French as a family language. Mm-hmm. But very few, very few. You find people with essentially French names who haven't done know a word of it. Mm. And yet they tell me that my grandfather spoke French. That's no credit to you at all. I'm very happy that mm-hmm. My grandmother was a captain. When she said something, it went. Well, that was the matriarchal society. The women of the family operated the house. The men worked on the outside. They brought in the money and they did the work. But the house was run strictly by the women. Mm-hmm. It was, I think, a matriarchal society, and which is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, thank you very much, and we must go catch our plane.
I could talk all night.